Now may he speak in the name of the living God to his Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
So in our first reading, we hear of Jesus going to make a proclamation to his spirit in prison. And in Mark's Gospel, we hear him saying, "The kingdom of God has come near." Two readings, both full of enormous cosmic significance. Peter, in his letter, is describing what the medieval church called the hallowing of hell. The sense that Jesus, having died on the cross, plumbed the very depths of death, of non-existence, and bringing to salvation those whose spirits had died in emptiness of mind, even those who did not obey, the righteous dying for the unrighteous. And then, having suffered, Jesus having suffered as they did, coming through death to reign with God in heaven. And in Mark's Gospel, we get that same sense of plunging from one world into another. Jesus himself being baptized, hearing the voice from heaven announcing him as God's beloved Son, an event recorded in all four Gospels. And how powerful that must have been, not just for Jesus, but to the crowd around who heard that powerful voice. And then the immediacy of the Spirit driving Jesus into the wilderness, a wilderness which may be empty of human contacts and comfort, but where there is plenty to grapple with. Satan tempts him. How is Jesus going to live and fulfill his mission as Son of God? Will he do it for his own gratification and power? Or will he do it in obedience to God's will, whatever that takes? The wild beasts are there. Different commentators make different interpretations of this. Are they threatening? Or is Jesus like Noah, now linking with all living creation, being there with the animals in the wilderness? I suspect there's something pretty scary about being alone in the desert with only your own thoughts and the sound of animals who may well be dangerous to you. And yet the angels waited on him. Even there, in all that bareness, Jesus is upheld and then is ready to come out into Galilee proclaiming the good news. At Hadsock on Sunday, with these readings, we spent some time reflecting on what it would be like for Noah and his family coming out from the ark and having to make a new start for all humanity, to rebuild the covenant now offered again to God, by God to his people, or coming out of the wilderness as Jesus did. And there may well be a resonance as we too begin to glimpse and to hope for the way out of what has been almost a prison for so many in this long time of lockdown, which has disorientated so many of our expectations and ordinary assumptions about what life is like. And it seems to me that the message of these two readings for us at this time is that whatever we have been through, whatever our loved ones have been through in these few months, Jesus knows it too. He's been through that utter emptiness of hopelessness and death. He's faced that wilderness. where we may feel stuck, unable to know where to go next, or frightened by what we may find on the way. Facing loss, some facing bereavement, some facing personal suffering in COVID, let alone all that it's done to our daily life, our young people's education, the work of so many. Jesus knows our weakness. He has been there. He knows our wish to do the right thing, even when we feel short. He knows and understands our uncertainty. Angels ministered to Jesus, and he was strengthened to proclaim the kingdom. As they ministered to him, may he now minister to us as we meet him in the bread and wine. And may he fill us with his power and his love, that we too may live in his name. Amen.